I'm Sean Foley, sitting in for Mary Ito this morning on Fresh Air. Coming up after World Report at 7 o'clock, Greg Ross will bring you a sports cast. But for now, it's time for another edition of our What's On feature. That's when we focus on some of the many events taking place around the province. And this morning, you have a guest host. And get this, we have a guest What's On columnist. It's Danielle Harder. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning, Sean. So tell me, what do you remember about your first personal computer?
Well, it's funny because my mom worked at Xerox when I was a kid.
Oh.
And so we had, I think it was called the Xerox 820, and it was like a microwave on top of a washing machine, and there was one game on it, and it was like a little white dot that would go. It was sort of like Pong.
Yes.
But it like a room-sized computer and then Pong.
Yes, I remember that. Exactly. Not that brand, but that. My memories go back to the printer. Remember? Burp, 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 and the perforated edges feeding over the spool, tearing off the sides. Well, as we all know, computers can now fit in the palm of our hand. But it is a fascinating history and one that you can follow today at the Personal Computer Museum in Brantford. Sid Bolton is the local computer guru behind it. His passion for computers started when he was about 10 and his school got its first computer. That's right. One computer for the whole school. Well, the museum has become an extension of that early passion.
As time went on and I saw people throwing computers out, I sort of saw the first wave of discarding machines and treating them like they were just nothing. And I tried to rescue those machines because, you know what, I was still curious about them. And that's really what has driven me to sort of keep the museum going. As time has gone on, what has kept me doing this and kept me passionate about is actually people, because there is nothing like having somebody walk into the museum, find a computer that they have a personal connection to, and just see their face.
It's funny, we don't necessarily think of having a deep personal attachment, especially to those early machines that we've sort of left behind in our wake.
For sure. We've all moved on. You know, we've moved to the iPod. So the museum is a tribute to the history of the personal computer from life before the mouse and the internet to present day. There are 45 working computers, new and old, to try, including the software that originally came with them, including brands you may not have seen in years, like the Amiga, the Commodore 64, and my very first computer, the Tandy.
Oh, I'm flashing back.
Flashing back for sure. Sure. Sid says the museum also contains the largest number of video game titles in Ontario, 13,000. And they're currently collecting old video game cartridges, like the one you described, that will eventually be turned into a video game love seat to sit on. So the museum is free, and you're welcome to bring in old computers or their parts for recycling as part of today's spring cleanup event. The Personal Computer Museum is on Alma Street in Brantford.
That is fascinating. Mm-hmm.